With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The federal government shutdown continues this weekend after another vote to fund federal agencies failed in the Senate. Speaking with Salem Radio, Montana Senator Steve Daines said he's surprised Democrats have allowed parts of the government to close.
I've always thought the Democrats, being the party of government, would never agree to a shutdown, but I think they've become so frustrated and the resistance to President Trump so strong that they're willing to do things that they never would have considered before as to demonstrate their willingness to fight to their own political base. And of course, Senator Schumer is fighting for his political survival among an increasingly progressive and left-leaning base of the Democratic Party.
Concerns are mounting over the safety of Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which has been cut off from an external supply of electricity for more than a week now. Here's correspondent Harriet Morris.
The plant was seized by Russian forces just days after Moscow sent troops into Ukraine and hasn't been producing power for the grid for several years now. But it needs power to cool the 6 shutdown reactors and spent fuel at the site. And currently, diesel generators are being used for this task. The plant's repeatedly been caught in the crossfire between Russian and Ukrainian forces, and this is apparently the 10th time that it's lost access to off-site power.
Ukraine's president describes the situation as critical. Israel's prime minister says he hopes to announce the release of all hostages from Gaza in the coming days as Israel and Hamas prepare for indirect talks in Egypt on a new U.S. plan to end the war. President Trump has warned that Hamas must move quickly or else all bets will be off. This is SRN News. Yet another abortion pill controversy.
This one involves California and provision of the abortion drug mifepristone. Doctors will now be able to prescribe the drug to women anonymously under a new state law, AB 260, signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Also, pharmacists would not have to list either the doctor or the patient. AB 260 also acts as a shield law for abortion businesses. It exempts from several levels of legal consequence anyone with a role in the entire production chain of abortion pills. George Williams, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians is rising in India. International Christian Concern reports a new anti-conversion law has set off a new round of anti-Christian violence in the area. Hindu groups recently surrounded a Bible Institute. One Assemblies of God minister in India told Morningstar News that pastors are being arrested and detained. Investigations target Bible colleges and house churches. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is reviving large sales of coal from public lands.
Officials will auction about 600 million tons of the fuel from publicly owned reserves. These coal reserves are located next to strip mines in Montana and Wyoming. The sales are part of a signature piece of President Trump's ambitions to dig and burn more coal from federal lands.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. President Trump has authorized the deployment of 300 Illinois National Guard troops to protect federal officers and assets in Chicago. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker denounced the move. It's the latest escalation of the president's use of federal intervention in cities. However, a similar mobilization of 200 Guard troops in Oregon was temporarily blocked this weekend after a federal judge found the president was likely overstepping his legal authority. More details at srnnews.com.